Well, now it's time to call another contestant in our first ever Radio Spot the Ball competition. We're calling Mrs. Davina Wrench of Edgbaston. Are you there, Mrs. Wrench?
Yes, I live here.
Well, tell me, can you spot the ball?
Well, it's rather difficult in this light, but I think it's near Charlie George. But I'm too well brought up to tell you where. I make everybody at work laugh a lot.
I'm sure you do, Davina, and I'm sure you make them laugh a lot as well.
Oh, stop it, Pete.
Gladly. Well, Davina, you didn't spot the ball, silly cow.
Pardon?
Tell us now. Tell us now who you would like to dedicate any messages to.
Oh, tell. Well, I'd like to say hello to Michael, the most wonderful husband in the world.
How long have you been married?
Oh, he's not my husband, but I'd rather not go into that. I'd like to send love to the twins, Eamon and Tracy. They're 18 and 21. That was quite a confinement.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Davina.
Elsie and Dora at the stocking shop.
Pardon?
The stocking shop.
Oh, well, all the best, Davina.
All the lads at the Randy Ballpoint.
What?
That's a disco. Ernie, Jeff, Vernon.
Your Majesties, hi, Your Royal Highnesses, Your Excellencies, Your Grace, my Lord Mayor, my Lords, our ladies and gentlemen, the building is on fire.
Hey, there's no fire. Why you say that?
I can't stand crowds.
And now over to Gardener's Question Time.
Well, here's the first question for one of our gardeners. Percy Chooker, what were you doing in the garden? What were you doing in the garden last night?
Well, I'm having a bit of trouble with one of my boarders.
What's that?
She's a bit ticklish.
Thank you, Percy. Now, here's a question for you, Bill. You went to look at the garden of Mr. Snood of Stroud. He was having trouble getting things to grow.
Yes, and he'll continue to do so until he does something about the surface of his garden.
Why?
It's concrete.
Stranger than truth. Did you know that the Runguli tribe in the Congo Basin had the most unique mating ritual ever witnessed?
The men would go into the jungle and stand on one leg for 36 hours. They would then return to their huts. The women would then enter the jungle and each would climb a tree. The tribe is now totally extinct.
Is it any wonder?
Took the wife to a very chic restaurant last night. Very trendy. French cuisine.
What was the food like?
No idea. Just went to get her a job as a dishwasher.
What happened to the job she had at that club?
Oh, they got another bouncer.
Oh.
Yeah, if I was married, I'd be too proud to let my wife go out to work. I'd make her take in washing.
In her spare time, my wife does itchings.
You mean etchings?
No, fellas come round and she scratches their backs.
Oh. I know a girl who's very good with her hands.
I don't think we want to.
No, seriously. This friend of mine had this persistent clicking in his neck, and she put one hand in the small of his back and the other on his elbow and slammed him on the couch three times.
What happened?
The clicking completely stopped. He couldn't walk for a year, but the clicking...
You're a moron.
Oh, good. That means I can marry more than one wife.
No, that's a Mormon.
No, that's that American lady who sings very loud.
No, that's Merman.
No. That's what you can't worship as well as God.
No, that's Mammon.
No, that was Al Jolson's big hit.
No, that was Swanee.
Oh, I knew it sounded like moron.
Any listeners who did not understand that last exchange, you're not alone.
Mum and Dad up, John. Auntie Kate and her bad leg. All friends at the pregnant stag.
Meanwhile, on a lily pad, two frogs are talking.
Wait. You're late.
Wait. Got stuck in somebody's throat.
Wait. While we're here, let's have a game of leap person.
Wait. Can't. Got to fly.
Where?
On the end of me tongue. Wait.
Home hints for the handyman. Just for you, Edith Fawcett, my darling.
How to make a toilet flush.
Tell it a very rude joke.
And now a poem dedicated to Vasco da Gama.
Wasn't that Michael Parkinson's operation?
No.
No. A poem dedicated to Vasco da Gama. An explorer named Vasco da Gama met a beautiful African charmer. She was dressed, with great taste, in some beads round her waist. He said, wait, I'll come back when I'm calmer.
I think it would have been funnier to do a poem about Michael Parkinson's operation. Hello? Oh, Michael Parkinson.
No, Vasco da Gama. I got my own show now. You want to watch on Saturday? I got Chris Columbus and Raquel Welsh.
Oh, is she an explorer?
Tell you Sunday.
Hi,
And I put it to you that, given your support, I can present a completely different picture by the end of the year.
That was Mrs. Thatcher talking to a brassiere manufacturer. And now, for the rest of the news, over to a man with an irritating sniff.
Good evening. The Board of Trade announced export figures for last year.
Oh, I can't stand that. Over to a man with a cough.
At a political rally in Buenos Aires today.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Hermes Niblick.
Good evening.
Oh, my God. Good night.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. And now, ladies and...
What's the matter?
The joke machine's broken down. What are we going to do now?
Try cranking the machine by hand.
Oh, that's done some good. Something's fallen out. Looks like a little oil slick. Oh, no, it's Dennis just back from the hairdressers.
Hi, fans. Dennis is a girl's best trend king here. Like the hair? I'm into the 50s, you know.
And you look it.
Quiet, poor person, or I'll pinch your licorice all sorts. He's working well tonight. No, I've had the Tony Curtis cut.
Is that the same as Michael Parkinson's?
No, it isn't. See, I mean, I've got all the gear on, you know, like the drain pipes.
Very smart.
Only trouble is they clank a bit when I walk. Listen.
Dennis? Dennis, could you keep that up for a while?
Why?
It's so much more musical than what you do at the piano.
That's what you say, that's what you say.
Yes?
It's what everybody else says as well. Still, it's a living. Here goes.
Dennis, why are you sucking the piano?
I brought my mouth organ music by mistake. Here we go.
She runs the little buffet inside the kitchen hall. And as I watch her slosh around, I love her best of all. Ernestine, Ernestine, Queen of the British Rail. With your sensuous hips and your flirtatious eyes, your cold cups of tea and your soggy meat pies. Ernestine, you're my queen. Can't you imagine the scene? On that day of all days when I make you my wife, we'll cut some stale cake with a British Rail knife. And then I can have indigestion for life. Ernestine, Ernestine, don't be mean. I'll make you happy, I ween. I have a wonderful wedding in mind. You all in white, looking pure and refined. And we'll have two ham sandwiches walking behind. Here, I've fixed the machine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there was a meanwhile jammed in it. Here it is.
Meanwhile? Meanwhile, in Alan Ball's dining room, just next to the gravy...
Alan, when I say pass the salt, will you stop kicking it across the table?
Sorry, love.
Hermes and Daphne... The Stargazers, Adolf Hilter, Dr. Warris, and thank you for the ointment, everyone at the Bilious Ferret, Mandy Rice Davies.
Yes, it's time for There Goes That Belch Again. And here's your chairman, Steve Rachel.
Good evening. Good evening. Well, our panel tonight consists of Lady Bill Fraser.
Hello.
Playwright and holiday camp, Harold Pontin.
Good night.
And a man who followed me from Leicester Square, Gents.
Give us a kiss.
Well, now, now, panel, we're going to play you three songs, each of which the singers belch, but only one of them is genuine. Can you tell me which it is? Listen closely. Here's number one. Number two.
Come.
And lastly, number three.
It's been a hard day. I've been working like a...
Well, there you are, panel. Lady Bill, do you want to go first?
No, I went before we came in.
Oh, Harold?
Good night.
Mr...
Give us a...
And you win your prize, a night out on the town with a Salvation Army major. Well, that's all we've got time for, so until we meet again, it's...
For the memory.
Another load of rubbish, Dad. Switch over to Radio 4.
And here's a flash from our motoring unit. A heavy pile-up of traffic between Wivenhoe and Nutley today has been explained by the fact that there's no road there. A police spokesman said, it's my mother's birthday today, and fell off his motorbike. And now, over to our political correspondent.
The Prime Minister visited Cardiff City Football Club today and cheered heartily for 90 minutes, waving a blue and white scarf. The director said later, it was rather embarrassing as the team were playing away at Newcastle. Hello, Cheeky's postbag. We'd like to thank you all for the letters you send us every week. Even the man in Harlow wrote and said he couldn't send us a lettuce, but here was a parsnip.
Dear John Junkin, why don't you give up comedy and stick to straight acting? Yours, Tim Brooke Taylor and Barry Cryer.
Oh, yes. Dear Hello Cheeky, please could you help me? Come to think of it, if I'm writing to you, I must be beyond help. P.S. Please find enclosed one pistol shot. P.P.S. Damn, I missed.
Oh, here's one. Dear Hello Cheeky sound effects lady, I love your... And I'm mad about your... And I think you've got the loveliest... In the business. Any chance of getting together for a... Failing that, I suppose a... Is out of the question. Yours...
Ben. Leroy Brown.
Lieutenant Colonel, retired.
Hello?
Hello. Captain Lovett Knightley, Army and Catering Corps deserted here. Just heard you mention Lieutenant Colonel...
Ben. Leroy Brown.
Wonder if he was the fellow I served in Borneo with. Had a shrunken head.
A lot of people had those.
This was his own.
Oh.
Got a bit fruity, apparently, with the witch doctor's wife. Often wonder why it was head they shrunk.
Get off.
The Dennis King trio, poor things. Alistair MacLean. The Pope. Lieutenant Colonel.
Ben. Leroy Brown.
The lady who got ptomaine poisoning from my meatloaf. Felix Bonus.
Hello?
Hello, carry on.
Excuse me, who are you?
Lieutenant Colonel.
Ben. Leroy Brown.
Just come to look round. Yes, think we'll have the mess tent over there. The latrines where those musicians are seem suitable. Officers, mess here.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I'm organising things for the manoeuvres.
Can't hold manoeuvres in here.
This is Salisbury Plain, isn't it?
No.
Oh, damn, I've been driving down the crease in the map again. What is this place, then?
This is a BBC radio studio.
Oh, my God. Stop the tanks! Sorry, we seem to have squashed your pianist.
No, it's all right. He was always that size.
That does it! All these cheap jibes about my height. I'm getting a complex. I'm going to see a psychiatrist.
Come in.
Doctor, I'm Dennis King. I want you to help me.
Certainly. Lie down on this ironing board.
Why?
Your trousers need pressing. Sir, if you begin, what is the problem?
I work for the BBC.
Don't think I can cure that.
No, I'm a musician.
Tell me, in your band, do you have any big blonde ladies in side boots ripping people? No. Just asking. Go on.
Well, I've got no talent. I can't act. I can't sing. I can't dance.
Why don't you give up show business?
I can't. I'm a star.
You're an idiot.
No.
Are you sure? You look like an idiot.
Really, Doctor?
Honest, believe me. I should know what an idiot looks like. All I get in here all day is idiots. Every day I sit here. Who comes to visit me? Nice people? No. Idiots, madmen, lunatics. Driving me mad, I tell you. All I want to do is go home, put on my frock, watch television. The silly, talk to these idiots. Next.
Doctor, I'm in television.
I think I've seen you. Don't tell me. Zebedee from Tomorrow's Vero.
No.
But I'm close, eh? I'm close.
Yes, you are, rather. Could you move away a bit? It's that curry toothpaste.
Oh. What is your problem?
I think I'm a table lamp.
What's wrong with that?
Women keep turning me on.
Oh. You must keep saying to yourself, I am not a table lamp, I am not a table lamp.
I am not a table lamp, I am not a table lamp.
No, you're an idiot. Next!
Doctor, doctor, I keep thinking I'm a baker.
What's wrong with that?
Hilda Baker.
You're an idiot. Next! God in Himmels, the rush hour has started. Pass right down the couch, please. How many of you are out there?
Hello!
That does it!
Here. Why has he thrown himself into that copy of the Mona Lisa?
Because it was there! What are you smiling at, Mona, you idiot? The state the world is in, there's nothing to smile about. You're an idiot, you hear? An idiot!
And now, a 3.5-second theatre presentation.
Jumbo's broken his cage again.
That was the glass menagerie. Stranger than truth, Helliwell Bellybutton of Bury St. Edmunds sleeps every night on a bed with 76 nails in it. He is in perfect physical condition apart from 76 little holes in his back.
I studied yogurt, you know.
Don't you mean...
No. Used to stand on my head in a bowl of sour milk and stuff raspberries up my nose.
I saw one of those mystics once, held his breath for 1.5 hours.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He died before he could tell us.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis King has written a musical based on the life of Ethelred the Unready, entitled I'll Be With You in a Minute. This next song is sung by the heroine as she goes up on a forklift truck and hits her head on a lamp. Thank you.
Watch on the telly blues, I've got those watch on the telly blues. Shall I watch Coronation Street or Ronnie Barker's third repeat? I don't know what to choose. I've got the blues. I went in last evening and I turned the TV on. Yes, I did. I went in last evening and I turned the TV on. When I came to watch, I found my will to live had gone. I've got those watch on the telly blues, I've got those watch on the telly blues. Shall I watch Huey Green again? He gives me such an awful pain from my head down to my shoes. I've got those blues. I'll go home this evening and turn on my TV. Yes, I'll go home this evening and turn on my TV. Knowing I will have seen before everything I'm gonna see. I've got those watch on the telly blues, I've got those watch on the telly blues. If you really want to know, the Test Card is my favorite show. If I had to choose, but I've still got the blues. I've got those watch on the jelly blues. Noel Goddard.
Had we but world enough and time, this coyness lady were no crime. But as I'm a bit pushed, get him off!
And the judges are holding up their cards again, and it's 8, 7.5, 7, and hello, sailor. Get that man out of here!
And now, here is a man from Putney who charms warts.
Hello, little wart. What's a pretty little wart like you doing in a place like this? Who's taking you home tonight, little wart?
Oh, get off.
Save the last wart for me.
Hello Cheeky is proud to announce an exclusive. Prior to its publication by Porno Press, Frinton, we present extracts from the memoirs of the World War I hero and chicken molester, Lieutenant Colonel...
Bear, Leroy Brown.
Retired.
read to us by the author himself in a posh voice, we present All Quiet on the Y-Fronts.
In 1914, as the war clouds were gathering over Europe, the war minister phoned me.
Hello. The war clouds are gathering over Europe, you know.
I immediately packed my belongings in my old kit bag and smiled. I hadn't got a lucifer to light my fag, so I smiled, boys. That's the style. I always say, what's the use of worrying? It never is worthwhile, so keep right on till the end of the... Stop doing that, Daddy. I'm going, I tell you, I'm going. Aldershot Barracks on a cold, grey morning, December 1914.
Right, Sonny Jim, you want to survive in this man's army, you've got to be hard and ruthless and have a killer instinct.
Well, I'll try, Bubbles.
Oh, God. Still, I suppose you'll come in handy for regimental dances. Now, secret is... Grasp the weapon firmly, grit your teeth, give a savage cry, plunge, withdraw like this. Ee-haw! Ee-haw! There, now you try.
Ee-haw! Ee-haw!
Yeah, see? It's easy to cope with army food once you've got the hang of it.
Things were pretty tough at Aldershot, or so they tell me. I wasn't there. All too soon, our brave boys in brown...
It's not my colour.
Shut up. Darling. Our brave boys in brown were saying their farewells and marching up the gangplank at Southampton.
I'm not going up that gangplank, Sarge. Don't make me...
Get up that gangplank or I'll have your guts for garters.
No, Sarge, no.
Get up that gangplank or I'll shoot you where you stand.
All right.
See what the lad means? No boat.
I myself said goodbye to my darling wife and family. Give a stiff upper lip, Madge.
All right, Nico.
Goodbye, Edith. Goodbye, Jeremy. Goodbye, Cynthia and Sydney. Darling, I've been meaning to ask you, why are the twins black?
I think it's something they put in the water.
Oh. Well, I'm off now. Drive me to the station, Carruthers.
Okay, boss.
April 1915, the Gallipoli Peninsula.
How are you holding up, Sergeant Major?
Not too good, sir. Jerry's chucking everything he's got at us. I've already been hit by a pair of boots and a rupture appliance. It's that machine gun nest there, so they got us pinned down.
Well, I'll take this hand grenade and pistol and try and wipe them out. Toodlepip.
He's either a fool or the bravest man I ever met.
I say, you boss swine, I'm going to come over.
He was a fool.
It was hell. So they told me. I wasn't there at the time. However, during those dark days, I was comforted by letters from Madge.
Dear Leroy, the upper lip's gone a bit soft. I think it's something they're putting in the water. I'm trying to pick up the threads of a normal life without you. I decided to take up golf once more. I got Carruthers to drive me out to the course, and you'll be happy to hear I'm in the club again.
July 1916, the Somme.
How are things, Sergeant?
Not too good, sir. Living quarters are pretty cramped.
Really?
Yeah. Last week, Higgins got trench mouth and we had to billet four lads in it. But you're an inspiration to us all, sir. Standing there so tall and proud, sir, in all this mud, sir. I don't know how you can do it, sir.
Bit of a cheat, actually, Sergeant. I'm standing on my batman. However, I've got some good news for you. Gather round, men. Scroggins, don't do that. I know you haven't seen your wife for 2 years, but that's no excuse. Dancing with the cook. It's bad for morale. Anyway, bit of encouragement for you. After long discussions with the War Office, I've managed to get you a tank.
A tank, sir?
Yes. Listen.
The face of war was changing, so they tell me. I wasn't there at the time. Then came that unforgettable Christmas day that has gone down in history.
Yes, Sarge. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Don't bother me now, lad. Scroggins' wife is divorcing him and she's citing the cook.
No, Sarge. Nobby Thunderblast suddenly said it was the season of goodwill and peace and started to walk towards the German trenches.
What happened?
Believe it or not, The Germans came out of their trenches and started playing football with him.
That's wonderful.
Not really. They're using him as the ball.
Wait a minute. That'll be HQ. Hello?
Sonny and Cher, Mrs. Penwiper, all at ICI, two of the Mills brothers, Private Scroggins and the cook, and I hope they'll be very happy.
Well, I'll tell you something, lad.
Sarge, Sarge!
It's no good, lad. I'm done for. That one had my name on it.
How do you mean, Sarge?
I forgot to tell you. My name's Sergeant Bullet.
Yes, there's no denying the war in France was pure hell. So they tell me. I wasn't there at the time.
Just a minute. Where were you all through the war?
I was at the Tockage in Aylesbury wearing a frock. Terrible coward, you know. Would you like to hear a big spender? The minute you walk into the joint.
Bye-bye, Cheeky. Bye-bye, Cheeky. Sing song. Sayonara, Cheeky.
That was Hello Cheeky.
With Tim Brooke, Tyler, Barry Cryer and John Junkin.
Music by
the Dennis King Trio.
The script written by
John Junkin and Barry Cryer.
And the programme produced
by Bob Oliver Rogers.
And you, it's Barry's round.
Oh, and finally, that nice young man who's going to come on in a minute and say, "Hello, Cheeky, we'll be back next week."